All right, it's time for all you young'uns to come on up front with me. And we'll have our special time together. So all you kids, come on up front. Any of you kids, even the big kids, you guys can come up too. Man, you guys are like slow tonight, just poking along, ambling along, right? Okay, just a few of you tonight. Okay. Wow. How many of you have a baby book? Some of you are looking at me like, what's that? Do you guys know what a baby book is? Yeah, what's a baby book?
It's something from when you were born.
That's right. It's a book that usually your mom gets at a baby shower, or maybe mom and dad bought one, and they put all sorts of things in it from the time you were born. And that's called a baby book. And I was kind of thrilled when my brand new grandbaby girl was born a couple of weeks ago. My daughter-in-law said, I got to get a baby book. And I thought, with all the technology, I didn't think this generation used baby books. But it shows me how important having a hard copy, a real baby book, is to people. And one of the reasons that people like to have a baby book is they like to look back and see, because you forget. When you get as big as you, or as big as you, we sometimes forget what you were like as a tiny baby, and we want to remember all those precious things, because everything that you do is very precious to us as parents. And so it's just interesting that we keep this record of what everything from your hair, from the first word you said, from the first time you took a step, all those special things we want to remember. And we want to look back and remember those things. And then there's other things that you may not know your parents keep, but it's from when you go, you grow up in that, and we still take pictures, and some people still have photo albums. But there's another thing that's happening in your time of life right now that you're going to get at the end of the year in June. There's something you get when you go to school every year. You get one of these at the end of the year. Do you know what it is? That's a record of your year at school. Do you know what that's called? A report card. You get a report card that your mom and dad get that shows you all the things that you've learned all year long at school. Those are report cards. And you know what? I was thinking about those things, and I don't have a baby book, and I couldn't find any of my report cards, but I found Pastor Kevin's. I found Pastor Kevin's. Do you know what? This is Pastor Kevin's baby book. It's not very big, but it does have, do you know that Pastor Kevin was born in November 1957, and he was born at 8:30 in the morning. I think that's kind of cool. He was a morning baby. He's still a morning person. I'm not. I must have been born at night. And it's very cool because he was 8 pounds, 9 ounces. He was big. And do you know what? And there's a baby picture. Take a look at Pastor Kevin. That's Pastor Kevin as a baby. Isn't he adorable? Isn't he cute? Isn't he cute? Yeah. And do you know what? Later on, as Pastor Kevin got bigger, he's been a cowboy all his life. Look at this picture. He's wearing a cowboy hat. Yeah. When he was as small as you, right, like you guys there, he was wearing a cowboy hat. Yeah. And he lived in a city. Kind of funny, hey? Anyway, this has got, you know, he was blue eyes and blonde hair and all the gifts that he got. And he took 3 steps at 11 and 3/4 months. Boy, his mom was exact. You know, all sorts of exciting things. It's exciting to look back on how he's growing. And then I looked at his report cards. It's amazing that he is a pastor. I'm not going to tell you what his reading and spelling was like in grade 6, but it's amazing that he can do all that study on God's word. So if you're struggling with your reading and that, don't worry about it. It'll come. It'll come. So those are exciting things to look at, how you grow. And I hope we can share downstairs some of your memories that you have. And if you're siblings, you can maybe share about your brother or sister, things you remember from when they were littler. We're going to remember things as we've grown up. But, you know, one of the things that struck me is we have all these things, but sometimes when I ask you guys, say, what have you learned while you've been at Cowboy Church? How have you grown to know Jesus? And some of you give me that blank stare like, huh? I learned something? You know what? We grow as we learn God's word. Our spiritual life grows. Like I talked about our, Pastor Kevin's physical growth and his intellectual growth, but I didn't talk about Pastor Kevin's spiritual growth. That's been amazing too. That's something that through studying God's word and going to church and spending time with other Christians, he's grown and grown and grown. And hopefully you guys too are going to grow and grow and grow. And we're going to do something downstairs after the coffee break when you join me downstairs for kids' time. We're going to do something to help you guys be able to look back. Maybe when you're an adult, you'll be able to look back if you keep your book and look at your spiritual growth here at Cowboy Church. And hopefully that spiritual growth will come from us studying the word together and time we spend in prayer and time we spend sharing and learning about Jesus Christ. And maybe someday you'll look back at your book and you'll get all excited about what God, it's not going to be what Cowboy Church does in your life, it's going to be about what God does in your life. And I'm excited, and Mrs. Carroll's excited, we're excited to watch you guys grow this year too. So are you guys excited? Are you guys ready to spend an evening downstairs and see where we're starting? And you know what? At the end of the year, we're going to have a great big party. We're going to have a great big celebration to see how we've grown this year, all of us, in God's love. That's going to be fun too. So how about if we pray right now and ask God to help us right now. Help us get started on growing more in his love, all right? So we're going to talk to God. So what do we do when we talk to God? So we're paying attention to him. Does anybody remember? Do you remember? We're going to close our eyes so we don't pay attention to anybody else. So we close our eyes and think about God. Right? And we bow our heads to show God respect. That's how at Cowboy Church we show God, we respect him because he's God. And then you just thinking as I say, Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much. Thank you so much that we grow. We grow physically and we grow in our intelligence. And Lord, we also can grow in our spiritual life. We can grow in our love with you. I pray for these children, Lord. I pray each one of them will grow to love you more and more each day. I pray, Father, that they will grow bold in sharing what they know about you with others. And I pray, Father, that they will grow in walking in obedience with you. So, Lord, bless our time downstairs. Prepare these children's hearts and minds, and Mrs. Carroll and me too, Lord. Just prepare us that we would be open to hear what you have to say to us. And be with the adults too, Lord, and bless their time in fellowship tonight. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.